Okay, so hi Gayatri, very good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Neha. I'm very well. How are you doing?
Very well. So thank you so much for taking the time for this session today. And I just wanted to tell you before we get started, if I can please have permission to record this session. Of course, whatever we discuss is in a safe space and it's all confidential, but just for our certification purposes, we need to record this call. So
Absolutely. Please go ahead.
thank you so much. So before we start our conversation, can we take a few minutes to just center ourselves and then we'll get started?
Yeah, good to go.
Great. So, what would you like to discuss?
Neha, I'm actually having a unique issue. As in, I've been thinking about this for some time. Why is this happening? But there's something which is bothering me. So what has happened is we have a new member in our team, and somehow my behavior towards her is not my normal self. I am not able to warm up to her. I find myself to be very critical, maybe non-engaging. And I'm continuously wondering why this is happening. So every time she says something, I see it with a finer lens, or everything that she will be doing, it will be I will try to find fault. That has become my natural way of dealing with her. And I'm wondering why this is happening. And I've been thinking, but I'm not having any clarity on that. So, and it is not a good thing to have. So that's why I was thinking that maybe I'll discuss this with you today.
Okay, so what I hear you say is you have a new team member and you're wondering about your behavior and pattern with this team member. Am I right? So, what are you thinking about this default style or this style which is that you have gotten to?
So Neha, just to give you a background, I have almost now 2 decades of work experience in different setups in a corporate environment, in academics, in a smaller organization. So have dealt with a lot of people, lot of team members, and the natural style which I have, which you said the default style, that is to be quite welcoming to any younger member, especially. And kind of rise up to that, groom that person, and that is my natural style. Somehow this is not happening with this particular girl. And leave aside grooming and all, I'm just not being able to be myself. And this is kind of unsettling me. Every time I don't want to be around, or I don't want to be in a situation where she does something, even if she gets up and goes somewhere, I'm thinking about, okay, is she wasting time? What is she doing? Those thoughts. So it's like every time she does anything, the first trigger will be something critical. This is not my normal self. So why is this happening with this specific girl? And and it has never happened before. So this is what I was wondering.
So, and what else about your natural style, the way you usually are, that you want to try with this new person as well?
So my natural style is I like being around people. Especially with the younger lot, I enjoy a lot because what I feel is they bring in a lot of energy and a completely different perspective to life. And it's so entertaining, actually, and so interesting to listen to their stories, their perspectives. Of course, they come up with their sets of challenges when they are in your team. But it's quite nice, and I enjoy doing that. And I enjoy being them, enjoying the energy, discussing different things. And also, I look at managing these team members as because they are very different from the way I am. So, managing these team members is a challenge. I look forward to doing it. So, I'm very welcoming. I try to break that barrier myself, go and say hello and make that person comfortable if that is a new member, and have a team bonding. So that is always my conscious effort. And I believe that these are things which make which are actually my strengths, and I do them well. I have been a good manager and had success with difficult teams also. When it is not happening with this girl, it sets me thinking as to why am I getting triggered in a particular manner, which is very different from almost 2 decades. So it's not that it's been only 2 years and handled only 4 or 5 people. So why is it different with this girl?
So I hear you say that you are different style with this person, and it seems like you want to manage this person more positively. Is that what you would like to explore in today's conversation?
Yeah, partly yes, but also as in maybe not manage her,
Okay.
but she is very independent, and maybe today's generation, as they are growing more and more independent, I see that they don't need that kind of grooming that maybe I needed at my point of time. So I'm conscious of that part, and I don't even want to put myself in a position that she doesn't need me and still I'm offering, but at least be welcoming. When she needs me, she should feel that I'm approachable. And I also want to deal with this issue of mine as to when I'm not my normal self, I feel disturbed, kind of, if I can use the word, it kind of unsettles me. And
So what I hear you say that when you are not your normal self, especially with this new team member, you feel sort of in order for you to move to a more positive way of being with this person, how would you rather be?
I want to be my normal self. I want to be non-critical. I wish to accept her as part of my team, which will then be, I will be able to be more warm, and then it will flow. I think the issue right now is I've not accepted her as part of my team.
So I hear that you want to be more accepting. I hear less critical of her. And I hear that with respect to this new team member, you want to be more positive and welcoming towards her. And
Correct.
I also hear you are not your usual style that upsets you. So you want to figure out how can you try and be your usual self even with her.
Yes,
Yeah?
yes.
Okay. All right, so when you say you want to be more accepting and welcoming of this new team member, what does that mean to you?
That means that firstly, that is my normal style, so I will be myself, so I'll be at ease. And secondly, I feel that I would have done my duty as a senior member of the team. Yes, so then I will be a good manager or a good senior in the system.
So I hear you saying that you want to be a good manager, especially towards. And why does being accepting of her and being a good manager, why is it important?
Oh, that is really important. As I said, in so many years, this is something, being a good manager or being a people's person is something which has been my strength. And consciously developed it also and leveraged it based on feedback or realized that it is required to grow up in systems. So that has been my strength. And suddenly I cannot see that strength failing me with respect to one person. So it is very important that this doesn't become an exception in my people management style. And being natural and being that good manager is it will put me at ease and say that okay, this is something. If this was a challenge, I could surpass that as well. It's really important.
So, I must congratulate you that, people management is something which you say is very important to you. It has been a strength of yours. And you really want to work on managing this one individual better. So the future impact would be that this does not stand out like an exception. Am I right?
Yeah, it does not stand as an exception. It puts me at peace. I am at peace with myself that okay, I'm doing the right things. So all of that. It is really important for me to get this thing out of my brain that I am being discriminatory towards her and overcritical unnecessarily.
So, coming back to your normal style of managing people, what is the purposefulness of managing this individual also in a similar fashion?
One thing is that my day-to-day interactions or day-to-day association with people will improve. That is the short-term thing. But on a long-term thing, if I have to think about really the purposefulness, I feel that my behaviors, external at least, will are kind of that is my identity. That is my image. And I want to have that identity and image in a particular manner. And I'm also very aware that it cannot be something that I am putting on. It has to be a real thing. So right now, there is a lot of effort for me to be non-critical and being just normal. That is something which is not aligning with my natural self. So, by doing this and being non-critical and more welcoming, it will kind of be easygoing for me.
So what I hear you say is you really want to align with your normal style of people management.
Yes.
You have an identity of being a good people manager, and you want to, as much as possible, remain in that. Especially with this person, you cannot let one or two things change your real style. Am I
Correct.
right?
Yes.
So Gayatri, we've discussed many thoughts. What is becoming clearer to you now?
So, what is becoming clearer is that dealing with this particular team member in a particular manner is very important to me. And I'm struggling with knowing as to why am I behaving like this. So, I think in a way, if I'm able to find out the reason, I will be able to behave normally. But there is this constant tussle, and what has become clear is that I cannot let this continue. I need to take action and do something about this.
So what I hear you say is that you want to definitely take action in terms of the way you are managing this one particular individual.
Right.
And you want to manage them in your normal default style, which is not happening currently. So can I ask you a question? What needs to shift in your perspective to get to your usual, people management style with this person?
I think I need to accept her as a team member, which I have not done as yet. Somewhere I'm still treating her as an outsider, maybe because she's new, or maybe her way of conducting herself is something which I don't appreciate, or due to any other reason. So I
So
think
I
I
think
need
what
to
you're
shift.
trying to say is you're trying to figure out how to manage her despite the differences in style. Is that right?
Despite the differences, or to understand what is the reason, what exactly is the issue? Is the difference the issue, or something else?
So let me ask you again, what needs your attention right now to have more acceptance for this team member?
So Neha, when you ask me this, it sets me thinking. So even the earlier question that you asked, while I'm talking to you, I realize that she's very different from the way I am or other people are in this setup. And this setup is a very close unit. It is almost like a family. And everybody is very different in terms of they are different personalities, but everybody's authentic. They bring their normal selves out and they behave in the manner. So there is no hiding. Maybe with this team member, I feel that she's different in terms of I'm still not able to gauge her authenticity. What is her real self? And maybe paying attention to that, or just allowing her to be. If I put my attention to focusing on, okay, I'll figure her out sometime later, maybe that will help me. Yeah.
Tell me more about this authenticity.
So as I was also saying that I have to be my natural self. And so for me, authenticity and being true is very important. And when I became a team member, a crucial member of this team, one thing which has pulled me towards being here and why I pride myself to be a member of this team is because everybody is so authentic here. There are no double faces. Just whatever is there, it is there in front. And that kind of makes you put down your guard and be yourself and accept the other. It's almost like a family. You accept the person however they are. That is not coming up from this girl, because of which I think I'm feeling that unease. And I'm not able to be my normal self. So maybe that has made me put on a guard.
I think that's a very impactful thing that you said, that putting on a guard. I hear you say that. Why does being authentic matter to you so much as a leader?
Maybe that is a value system for me. And this place, Edify, is like an extension of my home. So maybe somewhere else I would be okay not being authentic, because theek hai, you accept that outside world you will not be 100% bare, but this is like an extension, and I expect myself to be authentic, and I've seen that everybody is similar, so it's very warm. It's a very nice feeling to be there and not have to really worry about who is thinking what and what will you do. So this kind of balance is there, and maybe because of my feeling towards this new team member, that balance is shaken.
Tell me more that you speak of to be more authentic.
So being more authentic means being true, being not thinking before behaving, not evaluating every sentence, and doing something just for the sake of putting on, this I'm very smart or very intelligent, and not do it just for the sake of doing it. Just flow with whatever is happening. Do your job, that's it.
So, what will enable you to be more authentic and accepting of this particular team member?
Maybe a little bit more time. Maybe I'm overthinking it, and accept the fact that she's new and she might be needing time to settle down. And maybe things will change after a while. So maybe just a little more patience. I think that will help.
That you want to give this whole situation some more time, some more patience. You want to allow her the space to also settle in. Thing that you have learned about this whole situation in this conversation.
Lots. One thing is that things need not be in the way that I want them to be. They need not be 100% perfect. And that doesn't mean that I need to be upset. I need to be a little more accepting that, okay, situations will keep changing, and don't have to take these things so seriously if it is not impacting work or maybe the entire atmosphere. I don't have to look at things. I don't have to be critically looking at that girl, somehow being finding faults for small things. And I do appreciate that she does a lot of good work, puts in hard work and all of that. But then it is always like, but this. So maybe I can just give it time, and maybe the but will disappear.
So, what are you learning about yourself as you share all these things with me?
About myself, I think I was giving too much of importance to one thing, which I thought that is kind of shaping me or creating my identity. What I'm learning now in this discussion with you, Neha, was that one event will not change my identity. And it's not, when I say identity, it's not about how others are perceiving me, it's about how I perceive myself. So
I
that.
think you're saying some very powerful things, that
Yeah.
one event will not change my identity. It is not about how others are perceiving me. It is about how I really want to acknowledge this, Gayatri, that I feel that this is something very important that we are talking about today. So as you are discovering all this about yourself, especially with this new team member, what would be the actions which will be useful for you now going forward?
The first thing I need to do is just let her be. Maybe almost to the extent of ignoring her for some time, if that helps in being more accepting. Theek hai, just give space. Maybe decide if it is not that easy for me, then I'd say, okay, 3 months, 6 months, I'm just not going to look at her in terms of being critical. Just let her settle down. And once she settles down, then take the next step of maybe onboarding her into a different in a different way, because normal the technical process is done, that of course is done, but internally for me, accepting her as a team member, maybe I can just wait for it to settle down and then do.
So I hear you say that you want to give her time to settle down. You want to give her space and you want to try to control the urge to be more critical of her and just let her take some time to settle in. Is that right?
Absolutely right.
So as you are on this journey of managing this, how can I help? How can I be of service to you?
Neha, today's conversation was really very good. So it gave me good insights, a lot of clarity. Maybe I did not come up as to I still I'm thinking about how I'll be dealing with her in future, but I got a clarity in terms of why things are happening the way they are. And with this clarity, definitely it will help me take that one step towards being more accepting and non-critical, or less critical, I should say. So this
So,
is good.
as you are on this journey of giving more time to your team member, being more accepting, being more authentic yourself, how do you plan to be accountable for all this?
Maybe a self-evaluation, because as I said, externally I am not rude or
Exactly.
don't come to me, don't ask questions. So it's externally that's not a problem, but maybe some introspection and every week or something I'll sit and figure out, okay, am I being okay with her or not, or what can I change, and maybe that will kind of keep me accountable.
Do you need as well for this?
Sorry, I lost you.
What resources do you need as well for this?
No resources, actually. It is only a mental thing. I have to get over a certain block in my mind. So I have to do it on my own. I realize that.
So, do you think checking in with you after discussing this would be helpful?
Absolutely.
Revisiting this. Okay.
Yes.
So let's plan for that. And you can stay in touch with me, of course, till then, if you like. And just on this journey of being a more accepting and authentic leader. And I really thank you for opening up today, Gayatri. It was lovely talking to you. So are we okay to close the session now?
Absolutely, and really thank you. It has been a very good discussion, very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great rest of your day. Okay.
Thank
Take
you.
care.
You
Bye.
too. Bye.